Today is the feast day of the great Saint Maximilian Kolbe, priest and martyr for the faith. Saint Maximilian was born on January 8th in the year 1894. His baptismal name was Raymond. He was born into a very poor family in Poland. As a young boy, he was considered a little rascal, more like a Dennis the Menace kind of kid, always getting into trouble and doing things. His mother once, exasperated, said, "I don't know what's going to become of you." Well, at the age of 10, Our Lady appeared to him and offered him two crowns. One was a white crown representing the priesthood, his consecrated life and the virtue of purity. The other was a red crown of martyrdom. And she said, "Which one would you like in your future for the rest of your life?" And he said, "I choose both. I choose both." The Blessed Mother smiled at him and then disappeared. At the age of 13, he felt he might be called to the priesthood, so he entered a seminary of the Franciscans, and then he was sent off to study in Rome. He took the name Maximilian as his religious name. So at age 16, he was a novice in Rome, and he noticed that in Rome there were fierce anti-Catholics that were propagating literature trying to discredit the Catholic faith and attack the Catholic faith. And so he vowed that when he would become a priest, he would promote the printed word, promote good Catholic teachings, and try to answer, sort of in an apologetics way, some of their attacks against the church. He was brilliant. By age 21, he had two PhDs, doctorates in philosophy and theology. He was also brilliant in science. He was always sketching things in his notebooks. He even drew plans for a rocket ship and almost got a patent for that. He almost left the seminary to become a scientist, but he was able to remain faithful to his vocation towards the priesthood. He was ordained at age 24 in the year 1918, just a year after Our Lady appeared at Fatima. And Maximilian Kolbe became a modern-day St. Louis de Montfort, promoting devotion to our Blessed Mother, especially through the printed word. He started the Knights of the Immaculata, an organization that within a few years had 1 million members. He promoted a Catholic magazine and had over 1 million subscriptions. He established what's called the City of the Immaculata in Poland, and soon it had over 700 brothers that would work and live in this city, and they would evangelize and spread the faith. He always gave out miraculous medals. He called them his bullets against evil. He always carried some in his pocket and gave miraculous medals to everyone he would meet. In the year 1930, he was on a train. He met some Japanese students, and he was explaining to them what he was doing. They said they desperately needed something like that in Japan, and so he founded an order in Japan. And again, a City of the Immaculata there. In the year 1936, he went back to Poland. In 1939, the Nazis invaded Poland, and he was one of the first ones arrested because of using the printing press to spread the Catholic faith. He was released after 3 months in prison, but then in 1941, he was arrested again. And this time, he was taken to Auschwitz. And there, he was badly abused and beaten, insulted for being a priest. But according to the eyewitnesses, he was always kind and gentle towards everyone who tried to harm him. He would hear the confessions of the men in the concentration camp. He was always the last one in line for food. And I'm sure all of you know the story of when a prisoner had escaped. And because of that, if the prisoner was not found, the leader of the camp said, "I will kill 10 men by nightfall if this man is not discovered." Well, by nightfall, this had not happened, so the leader of the concentration camp lined up all the men. He began to pick which 10 would be sent to the starvation bunker and be killed. One man that was chosen was a Polish sergeant named Francis. He began to weep and cry. saying, "What will happen to my wife and children?" Maximilian Kolbe overheard this. He did not know the man. This man was a total stranger to him. But he stepped forward and said, "I will die in this man's place." And of course, the leader of the concentration camp who hated priests said, "What does this Polish pig want?" And they said, "Well, he's willing to die for this other man." And so he was accepted, and these 10 men were placed in the starvation bunker. It took 2 weeks for them to die. In many of the other starvation bunkers, you could hear fighting and cursing and blaspheming. But in the one where Maximilian Kolbe was, there was songs to the Blessed Mother. The rosary was prayed constantly. He ministered to them, heard the men's confessions, and they all died very saintly deaths. They opened the starvation bunker after 2 weeks. Maximilian Kolbe was still alive. They injected him with carbolic acid. And they say when he died, a heavenly glow of light came forth from his body. He was 47 years old. He and the other men were incinerated, so we have no first-class relics of Maximilian Kolbe. We do have second-class and third-class relics. We have pieces of his clothing that he wore before he was in the concentration camp. He was canonized by Pope John Paul II in the year 1982. And when we look at his life, we see his great love for our Blessed Mother, especially under the title of the Immaculate Conception, and his great writings about Mary's union and relationship with the Holy Spirit. We can learn from him through his zeal for souls, for spreading the faith, especially through our Blessed Mother, by giving out miraculous medals, the medal of the Immaculate Conception. So he truly was a very saintly martyr and was the beautiful example of Jesus Christ. Christ gave his life for us by dying on the cross while we were still sinners. Maximilian Kolbe gave his life for a total stranger, a man he did not even know. And Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So what a great example we have today in Maximilian Kolbe. I'll give you a blessing now with his relic. I encourage you to venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Maximilian Kolbe, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.